trying to get your opinion and your thoughts on me asking a media personality, happens to be a woman, that works in Indy, just like one of many I'm going to reach out to and say, hey, would you like to grab coffee or lunch so we could network? I'm trying to make friends here. Not like I'm a loner, but kind of am. Like, I don't have any friends outside of the radio station here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm friends with you, Buster, Hunter, you know, Elliot. But
yeah.
I don't have any other friends really so far.
Joelle said on Facebook Radio Now 100.9, I'm with Joe. It's not a bad idea at all as long as both of them are aware that this should be friendship only. Each man and woman need a friend from opposite sex. It's like the secret garden. Go, Joe. Nicole said, it's odd. It's just, it's odd. You should be taking your wife as a sign of respect. It's weird not to know the woman first and then going to DM her to get to know her. Unfiltered starter on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. Joe, dude, ignore those other closed-minded folks. Humans are a connection / community-based species. You are grown. So someone said, oh, you're not friends with Alex? Not shocked.
What's up, Bridget?
Hey, how are you?
Good. What do you think about this? Good idea? Maybe I can make a new friend here or what?
Joe. No. I think it's a horrible idea. I've been listening to the whole conversation, and I'm trying to put myself in this poor girl's shoes that you're about to message on Facebook or wherever, and I feel like it sounds like a date. Just listening to what you're going to say to her, it sounds like a date to me. Even if you point out that you have a wife, that's going to make it even more awkward.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Well, then, Bridget, how do I approach this then? Help me out here.
You don't.
Any friends that don't have a wiener?
Oh, my God.
It's just a sausage party?
If it's a couple friend, it's fine. A girl individually is weird to reach out to her if she wasn't a friend previously that you've already had before you got married.
Can I clear it real quick? Maybe we're just starting over here. Hi, it's the Joe and Alex Show. My name's Joe. I'm 31, married, and I don't have any friends, and I'm trying to make some.
Now you just sound like a serial killer ready for your next kill, okay?
Yeah, seriously.
Please don't say that. She's going to run and hide. She's going to add some security to her house.
Yeah, you might want to verify for people that are just, for the first time tuning into our show, you don't have friends because we just moved here 6 months ago. So you're like in the process.
Okay, that's
not
true.
Like you're like a weird guy that has
it's
no friends.
It's just that new thing. Like I'm social. It's just like, you know, I got to get out and meet people and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I understand that. But at the same time, like reaching out to someone that you've never physically met, I feel like it's something completely different. I commend Lindsay for, you know, saying that it's okay and being all right with it. But at the same time, reaching out to a woman that you've never met before, if you're friends with her before you got married, or say she was like Alex and you work with her, you know, on a semi-frequent basis and you know her kind of well,
yeah,
then I would say that it would be okay. But you have never met this girl. You don't know anything about her.
Let me ask you this Bridget. I'm not saying you have a terrible point, but I just thought of this, which kind of sucks, is at the end of the conversation. Alex has met several women here in Indy and, well, guys too, I guess, dating-wise, but she used Bumble BFF. Now, I know it's another woman, but you don't even know the person. You're getting them strictly from swiping right or left on an app. What is the big deal of me just knowing this person from seeing them on TV or on their social media? How is that bad of a thing?
I mean, for Alex, it's like a girlfriend type thing.
Yeah, it's
you
girls
know?
Are
like,
different.
Yeah.
Why can't she be my girlfriend? Like, friend that's a girl?
Because you have a wife, and you don't know her. She could have alternate motives. She, you know, like, there can be different things going on with her. She could be married. She could not care that you're married and still hit on you and try to get in your pants anyways.
Bridget, you know, my whole life I've had to repel women away.
Brittany says, you sound crazy and heated getting, you sound crazy getting heated and defensive over this.
Heated or in heat?
I get upset or crazy because every time I talk about doing anything with anybody, it's like, it looks like I'm a bad husband or I'm a crappy dude, and I'm not.
Okay,
like,
you know
I've never cheated on my wife. I've never, like, done that before. And it's like every time I talk to anybody that doesn't have a wiener, it's like, oh, he's trying to bang her. No, not really. I'm just trying to be friends.
Who is this personality? I'm digging deep into here.
I just think there's other things that you could be doing.
I'm not saying their name because I don't want to pull them into all this crap, especially if they don't want to hang out. And that's why I didn't bring them on air today.
Are they a morning traffic reporter?
No.
There are other ways to make genuine friendships without having to dive into some girl's messages on social media to say, hey, would you want to go get drinks? You and your wife could be joining a small group of church and meeting couple friends that are the same age as you, that she becomes friends with the wife, you become friends with the husband, and of course you're friendly towards the wife of that guy.
But like I said, I want to meet people that work, especially in my line of work.
But you will with time when we're hosting events and we're going to things here in the city.
But
you're
that
going
could be
to
a
meet
year
them.
Or two.
Well, then it is. Why are you so desperate to go out to lunch with another woman beside your wife?
Hey, good morning, Julie. What did you want to say?
So, Joe, I totally agree with you. As the wife on the other end, my husband works in a female-dominated industry. We moved to Indy last summer, so we're also new to the area. And he reached out to other women in his industry and said, hey, I just moved here. Here's what I'm doing here. Can we meet for coffee or lunch? Exactly what you're doing. They met for coffee and lunch. A few of them, they have like a standing monthly coffee date. Like, that just seems normal. You're new to an area. You're going to want to reach out to people in your industry.
Alex thinks your husband's cheating on you once a month now.
Hey, Julie, did your husband ever go away to like conferences and stuff?
Yeah, he goes to conferences all the time. And we FaceTime every night that he's gone. But for my work, I go to conferences too. Like, this month, we haven't spent a weekend together because we're both traveling. That's what we knew when we got married, that we both work in industries where we travel a lot. We moved to Indy last summer for his job, and luckily I was able to carry mine with me. But we trust each other. We know that when we do get home, we're coming home to each other. And that's just the trust that we have in our relationship.
And I think that's a good thing. I think that sounds like a solid marriage right there.
I don't know.
I love that he does that FaceTime, hey, baby, everything's okay. And then at the end of the night, poops.
I guess here's a big difference for me. Let me just say this, and I'm only saying this because you've talked about it on the show, so it's not like I'm saying something that everybody doesn't already know. But we've talked about on the show, you went to the strip club before when your wife specifically said that she felt uncomfortable with you doing that, and you still went anyway. And you have talked about like your wife having like a super attractive friend and like things like that. It's just in the context of like what you in your mind as a married man think is okay to discuss or do sometimes. I think then like when you say after all of those discussions that we've talked about on the air, and then you say I want to go privately have lunch with another woman, that's why
it's
privately? All weird to me.
This is the most public forum. I'm talking of all of Indy and the surrounding area. I've already told my wife. I just only person that doesn't know is the person that I'm going to reach out to. This is anything
she might
private. She could say no. She could say, hell no, leave me alone.
Alexander says, at Joe and Alex Show, there's nothing wrong with making friends. If something happens, Joe knows the consequences. And Original Pancake says, Joe, you can come kick it with the boys and I in Broad Ripple anytime.
Hell yeah. All right. I'm gonna have to follow you on Twitter there and see what's happening. Thanks, everybody. Wait, oh, you want to do one more? Okay, let's talk to Jordan. Jordan, you're going to be the last one on this. What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more. I think you're absolutely right in reaching out to a contact in the industry. You want to grow in your profession at some point, and you never know what doors that person's going to open for you. I work in a male-dominated industry. I've made connections with people from other companies, and I was just like Julie, the last caller, where I'm traveling all the time. My fiance totally knows. He gets it. I travel with my boss. He's a male. And there's never been any questions about it.
People cheat. And that's not to be saying that it can't happen to you or to me or anything. But I'm in the point of my relationship, even as a married man, but when I was dating too. If I cheat on my wife, like I'm a bastard, shame on me. And if my wife cheats on me, like then that's how it is. But I trust my wife so much. Like, I just trust her so much and I love her so much that I know she's not going to do it to me and I'm not going to do that to her. I would just assume break up with my wife and get a divorce.
Yeah.
Than to go do something like that. But, you know, it's been an interesting conversation. Jordan, thanks for calling in. It's good to know I'm not alone on this one, that I'm not crazy.
Not at all.
Hey, thank you so much. All right. If you have anything else, you can hit us up, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram. Also, Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. You can let us know what you think if I should do this. And I will give you guys an update. Even if I get rejected, like I hope this person hears it and they're like, hell no.
Just call them out on the air right now.
No, I'm not going to do that.